This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It is a two-pronged setup that's going to turn your weapon into a... It's going to be completely resistant to everything in the environment. Check them out at froglube.com. Because radio is nothing but drama, things change. So joining us now is the creative mind behind a website called Drone Gear. And his name is Alex Cavanaugh. Good evening, sir.
Bill, how you going, mate?
We were just texting back and forth about what happened, man. Can we reschedule? And then I guess he called you and we got you. So that's good. How is the flying of drones in California with a K?
It's good. It's busy. I've been out shooting today for a couple of clients, a couple of production companies, and I've just been up north on location in the Sequoia National Park up there. And outside the national park, obviously, we're not allowed to fly drones inside the national park, but we were flying outside there in the national forest, which is beautiful, and been busy, very busy, which is great. The drone industry is booming.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because you can buy drones now at Best Buy, Apple Store sells them. They're becoming a big box item. But unlike, I don't know, the video game console you might buy, the big screen TV or something, you're actually you're buying an aircraft. How much time does this person, say, if you want to be a hunter? A lot of people use drones for hunting as far as spotting wild boar or something out there in the distance. Somebody that's going to be flying a drone like that, with a DJI Mavic, if you buy the decent package with the three batteries, that's a $1,300 investment. How much time does a person need to spend learning how to fly a drone?
Look, these new drones now, Bill, they've got GPS in them, and they've got the flight controllers that are extremely reliable now. And these apps that they've sort of built integrated to your iOS or your Apple device make it very easy to use. When I first got into it, it was extremely difficult. Some of the manuals that I had were in German, and it was very, very difficult. Crashing was a regular occurrence, but now people can unbox these things, take them out to a local field or park, or even in their backyard or their property, wherever they are, and just fly these things with quite a lot of ease now. They weren't always that way, but they're extremely plug and play and easy to use. Very, very easy. We've come a long way in a very short period of time, that's for sure.
Now, there was a time when you bought a drone where you had to contact the FAA and register that. That's gone away, right? What is the statute now? What is the standard now?
So I believe a court ruled that it was just sort of they were taking too much information from people or whatnot. Anyway, they ruled against it, something to do with your the amendments and everyone's rights. I personally felt that the registration wasn't a bad thing. I felt it was a good thing because if someone does do the wrong thing, and whether they're a hobbyist or a professional and they're flying it somewhere they shouldn't be, if they crash it and it comes down and it damages someone's property, that was a great way to identify who was responsible for that drone. So I was personally a fan of it for hobby use and for professionals, just because of the sheer volume of drones out there. So, but yeah, that's not the case now. But I think the registration was a good thing, and the numbers on the aircraft, I thought that was good. And the FAA could definitely use the money. You know, not that it was much. I believe it was $5 per registration of a aircraft. So, you know, the FAA, I believe, need the money. They need more staff, you know, specifically for drone regulation and enforcement and whatnot. So, yeah, that's my take on it. But everyone's got a different opinion on, you know, whether they should be able to register it or it shouldn't be registered. But, yeah, each to their own. But I, as a professional, I think it's a good – the registry was a good thing.
Now, even though you don't have to register, you still have to abide by FAA regulations, though, right?
That's correct. And, you know, the one that everyone is using is the DJI product. And every time they do an update, every time the app updates, there's basically more and more restrictions coming down on your drone. So every time you update it, they're putting in new no-fly zones. You can't take off anywhere within, you know, 5 nautical miles of an airport. It just won't take off, period, which is a good, again, a safety thing. So, yeah, there's a lot of safety features in this app to protect the public and people and stop these drones being flown where they shouldn't be, that's for sure.
You do a little work as far as Part 107, right?
That's correct, yeah.
When we get back, I want to talk about why Part 107 would be of interest to civilians and everything else, and how many different ways it can be interpreted that you need Part 107. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, I see when I'm in Best Buy, I see the unique brand of drones, and I see you flying them a lot. Do you like them?
I used to fly the unique brand a bit. I did some tutorials and did some videos for them. I personally moved away from their line of drones. You know, they just haven't been keeping up with the camera technology and just, yeah, sort of growing the product line. There hasn't been any major sort of developments in their range of late. Their Hexacopter and the Typhoon H Pro was a good one and had some great features. But again, the camera for me as a professional, it was great for hobbyists, and you could still charge for it, you know, for real estate shoots, or, you know, it'd get the job done if you were hunting or whatnot. But again, the DJI line are a lot more reliable. You know, so I had some issues with the unique line of binding and camera taking forever to connect. You know, you plug the DJI Phantom or the Mavic Pro in, as you know, Bill, and it just works every time, which is what you want in a drone, especially if you're out in the field, whether you're a hobbyist using it for a professional or you're hunting. You know, you want to get up there quick and be able to see what you need to be seeing, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, the unique are great, but, you know, the DJI platform is more reliable. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask you about those and everything. I want to find out what where you draw the line on certain things. But before we do that, we're coming up on the first break. You can find Alex and what he does at dronegear.tv. There you can look at his reviews of stuff that he has done, the various drones that he has flown. Do you fly the racers as well?
I don't personally, but a lot of my friends in the industry have them, and I have flown one. They are extremely fun and fast, and that whole industry is just absolutely blowing up. Obviously, ESPN has got the Drone Racing League and the world titles, and yeah, it's a really fun not a version of the drone.
Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Doing something a little different tonight because a lot of you that are shooting and training or hunting and training or filming and training, a lot of you have gone out and gotten drones. And I have gone out and gotten a drone. And I noticed, I saw my guest on YouTube. He was on the channel of a guy that I follow that goes, his channel name is Matt Joes, and he is a time-lapse photographer. He does really good drone footage, but he was hanging out with this guy. So that tells me that my guest is right up there when it comes to the artistic part of it. But the knowledge base that goes with it is important, and it's not just going out there and getting something that you're going to go fly. This is something you're going to want to take care of. So joining me again from DroneGear.tv is Alex Cavanaugh. Why?
Hey, Bill.
Let's talk about Part 107, which is something you specialize in. When you went and got your Part 107 license, which is basically a commercial drone pilot license, you did it in one go-round.
Yeah, I did. I did a video on how to pass your Part 107 in 2 days because, you know, my company is all about sort of helping other people, whether it's a product review or getting licensed. If, you know, if the listeners haven't already noticed, I have an Australian accent and I'm licensed in Australia as well. So I'm certified to fly in two countries, which is great. And, basically my video on the Part 107 gives everyone the information they need, basically to get it for free. You know, all the resources are there on the FAA website, all the material that they need to study, the maps, the weather, all the information. There's also sample multiple choice questions. It's basically a 63-question, multiple choice question test that is at a FAA-accredited, approved center. Usually that's, you know, a local airport or flight school. And once you sort of do your study, you know, if you apply yourself, you should be able to pass. There is some online courses for people. There's a great one on Udemy.com, which is like a university academy, Udemy.com, and that's about $50. That's a great price. You know, there's a lot of companies online there that are charging sort of crazy amounts, $200, $300, $400, $500, which, you know, I think some of them are great value, but there's some even up there trying to charge you over $1,000 or $2,000. So, you know, I did that video to try and pass on some of my knowledge and experience on how I passed by doing it, you know, with all the resources available online. So it's not extremely difficult. I personally highly encourage anyone out there that has a drone that wants to get into it commercially or wants to charge clients, whether it's, you know, a wedding or, you know, if you're doing it for, hunting purposes and you can charge for your services, you're technically supposed to have your Part 107 license and insurance in case anything goes wrong. So, yeah, I highly recommend anyone out there that's into drones to get their Part 107, you know, if they're going to be taking it to the next step and charging for their services, for sure.
The whole part about passing it one go-round, it costs $150 to take the test. So you do want to pass it in the first go-round because if you fail the test, well, you got to pay another $150 to and you got to pay it until you pass it, right? How long is the license good for?
I believe it's good for 2 years, and then you have to do it again. And, you know, I think they're going to be updating course every couple of years, like the syllabus. And I personally feel that there should be a practical test. The written test is great, but in Australia, our governing body for CASA, which is the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, has really hit the nail on the head with their first attempt of the core, the process to get licensed. It's extremely thorough. You, you pass a multiple choice test. You also have to have your radio operator certificate, so you need to be able to control a ground to air traffic radio so that when you're doing drone operations, you can communicate, in the air traffic lingo and notify local traffic on that radio frequency that your drone operations are going on, because technically you are in airspace, and, you know, if you're 400 or 500 feet above sea level and then plus the 400 feet you're legally allowed to go into, you're up around 500-900 feet above sea level. So you're well in airspace there. So there's that, and then you also have to have a practical test by a CASA approved as teacher, assessor, who will assess your skills. It also has a rated system, so it's there's a sub 2 kilo class for the phantom flyers, which is a bit more of an easier process, but you're still very limited in what you can do. And then it goes up to 7 kilos, 12 kilos, and then up to 22.5 kilos, which is around that limits the 50-pound limit, which we're allowed here. So the Australian system is very thorough, and it's kind of the gold standard, I believe, in what it should be. So the FAA has done a great job so far with the Part 107 in getting something up for everybody, but it is a little bit sort of too easy to get for what you can be operating. You can be operating at a 50-pound aircraft and have no experience, and all you've done is a multiple choice test, and that doesn't really test whether you can actually fly this really heavy rig that you're saying you can. So hopefully the FAA will in due course improve the regulations and the test, because we want good pilots out there that can fly what they're saying they can fly, that's for sure.
I can't imagine what a 50-pound drone would cost, but when we get back, I want to go down your list of recommended first-time drones for people and why. And, let's talk about which one is the easiest one to assimilate with. Dronegear.tv, if you buy one of their hats, they're going to feature you. I think you're going to give them a little feature on your YouTube and on your Instagram page just for buying their hat.
Basically, on our Facebook and Instagram page, Instagram page, we have about 133,000 followers. Anyone that buys a hat and supports us, we'll feature them on our page and give them a bit of exposure and promote their work. So, with the Drone Gear community, is all about, we help each other out, we support each other, and it's great.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Doing something a little different here today because a lot of you have gone out and for whatever reason, maybe you like to boat and chase it with a drone or whatever you're doing, hunting, just having it. A lot of people in the United States today are buying drones. I am going to use my drone on the training range. We're going to talk about that here in a minute because I discovered one thing. But joining me this evening is a specialist with that. His name is Alex Cavanaugh. He runs a website called dronegear.tv. Good to have you with us again, Alex. What would you recommend to people for their first drone and why?
I'd recommend a couple of things, Bill. I think anyone that has they've never flown a drone before, you can get these little tiny quadcopters that are about between $20 and $40. And one of my first drones was one of these toy ones back in the day. And the controls are exactly the same in terms of throttle and, you know, the pitching front and back and left and right and the yaw, which is the spin, whether it's clockwise or counterclockwise. They're right. A great place to get familiar with the controls and do. So there's a company called Skyviper Drones, which makes everything from a small little nano drone, which is quite small, up to, you know, the $150, $200 drones with the small cameras. And again, they're a great starting place for beginners to, you know, get their feet wet, sort of, you know, almost like training wheels on the bike. You know, you just get something really cheap to start, get a feel for the sticks, and then, so, you know, there's that. But if, you know, if you want to miss that, you can probably start with, you know, I think what you got, Bill, the DJI Mavic, you obviously did your homework, mate, and the DJI Mavic Pro is an excellent drone, especially for a lot of your listeners that are, you know, out there camping or hunting, or whether you're on a boat. This little, the Mavic is super, super portable, as you know, and extremely powerful. The battery can last up to about 25 minutes or so. Cameras, the 4K camera and the built-in gimbal, and yeah, again, it just works. I just did a review recently on a modification that owners of the DJI Mavic can get through a company called Drone World.
Yes, I want to contact them. I want to talk to them because I saw that one.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
You know, it's extremely reliable. You know, obviously the DJI system is great, but this modification system is an extremely reliable antenna, and then can go that sort of that extra bit further as well with peace of mind. But that's as people get a little bit more advanced into it, they can add these additional accessories. And again, they can check out my YouTube channel for more of that information. But I'm a really big fan of the DJI Phantom series. So again, depending what budget is, if it's, I believe you can get the DJI Phantom Standard for around $800, $700 or $800, I think. And,
right.
There's the Advanced or Pro model, which are a little bit older now, but the Phantom 4 or the Phantom 4 Pro, again, is, I think the Phantom 4 Pro is around $1,500. And you can also buy one with the built-in screen, which is the DJI Phantom 4 Pro Plus, which I believe is another $200 or $300 more than the standard Phantom 4 Pro. So, yeah, depending how far people want to go with it. But I'd say those are the good drones. And, again, that's the one brand that I would recommend to people. I wouldn't want to tell them any other brand and then have them sort of not be happy. But DJI is the most trusted and respected brand and reliable in the industry at the moment. So those are the drones I'd recommend for people to, you know, to get their feet wet.
When I got the Mavic and I unboxed it, I had studied up extensively on manual control of it. But when I actually came to putting power to it, I decided to start off in the beginner mode because it tells you on the beginner mode, it'll just lift off for 3.5 feet and just sit there and hover, right? And you can work your sticks a little bit and move it around. So then when I decided to, so I'm just sitting there in the beginner mode, and I discovered that when you decide to put it in the, automatic land mode, at least the one I was working with, it wanted to increase its altitude, and of course, I was under trees, so it just crashed into the trees. That's the only crash I've had with it since I've had it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of smart features on these drones, which they're great. I think the Mavic has front sensors, which and the sensors underneath, which detect. But you have to be very careful with these smart features too, because you know, as smart as they are, you know, you can put those active track or automatic return to home, but if the user doesn't put the drone in an open area, clear from power lines or trees or overhead, you know, you wouldn't take off underneath a carport, garage. You want to take your drone off in a nice, clear, open area. So if something does happen and it returns home autonomously, it's not going to crash into a tree or anything like that. And then again, you've got another great feature like the active track, which your drone has, and you can say you want to chase, you want to do a car shot while you're out sort of off-roading, full driving, and you can just sort of pinch the car, set your altitude, and then it will follow. Again, it's a great feature, but if there's trees and whatnot in the area, that that could be a recipe for an accident. So, yeah, everyone has to be careful and know that it is technology and it's not perfect.
I haven't run Active Track yet. When you put it on Active Track, does the gimbal already automatically rotate to that target you put on Active Track?
Yeah. The gimbal, the Active Track will keep, let's just call it, you know, a big SUV, you know, going along a ridge. It will keep the SUV perfectly centered of frame, which is great. So the gimbal will move smoothly as it needs to keep the car in the frame, in the center of the frame, which is great.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to relate to you with something I discovered when I went to the range this weekend. This is going to be my first foray into the field, and I discovered a few things. I need to get your opinion on them, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if I can talk Alex into helping me with part 107. When I do that, I'm going to try to pass that on to those of you that may be interested in that, because do you need part 107 if you're putting drone footage on YouTube and you're monetizing the channel?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. You know, I've just had a big YouTube.
Hold on to that answer, because I don't want to have to cut you off in the middle of that one. That one needs to get out in its entirety. DroneGear.tv. You can see his reviews of stuff. You can go to his YouTube page. Go check out that review from Drone World. For those of you thinking about the Mavic, that's a package you can get that, I mean, that's an outrageous, outrageous setup. DroneGear.tv, Alex, you can check out all of Alex's stuff on all the things that he does, all the things that he puts out there, because this is becoming a specialty, and it's becoming more commonplace than most people would think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Last time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Check them out, froglube.com. Talking about all things drone with Alex Kavanaugh of dronegear.tv. I had asked him a question right before we left about, for those of you that have a YouTube channel, if you're monetizing your YouTube channel, you might want to think about this if you're using a drone. Alex, do you need a Part 107 license in the United States if you're going to put drone footage on a monetized YouTube channel?
Yes, technically you do. You know, if you have a video and you're making money from that, you technically you need to have a Part 107 to be able to do that, yeah. So that's a good question that you asked, Bill. I just had a big YouTuber reach out to me who was on Matt Vanderpute's channel.
Right.
His name is Julian Solomita, and he's got 1.2 or 1.3 million subscribers on his YouTube channel. And DJI just gave him a DJI Inspire 2. Now, he makes, you know, ad money from his YouTube channel. Obviously, having as many subscribers as he has, it's quite, you know, he'd be getting substantial, you know, checks from YouTube. So he's contacted me to get his Part 107. So, because he wants to incorporate drone footage into his vlogs. And he's a very talented cinematographer and, you know, storyteller through his channel. And he's doing the right thing, so he's contacted me, and I'm going to be helping him get his Part 107 drone license. So he'll then get that, and then he'll get insurance, and he's right to continue doing videos and using drones, and he'll also be able to charge clients as well for his services. So it's a win-win-win for him. So, yeah.
That is interesting because I have used a little drone footage. I haven't really had a need to do that so far. I was going to try it, but this is what I ran into. I charged everything on the drone and put it up. probably for about 6 or 7 days because the weather was really too hot for me to fly the drone. I had a problem with my phone overheating. I didn't want the drone to fly off because my phone would disconnect from it, so I didn't fly it. And then when I got everything charged up, I put everything back. And then when I went out, those batteries do not seem to hold the charge forever, do they?
No. No, they don't. The batteries will, over time, they'll discharge themselves and store them, get down to a safe storage level, which is between, I believe it's 40 to 50% is a good storage charge level. But the drones will, yeah, they'll discharge themselves over time if you don't use them. So, you know, you want to keep an eye on those batteries. You know, if you've kept them fully charged for a long time, it's not the best to leave them fully charged for long periods of time. It's better to keep them stored, you know, in a couple of hours at around that 40, 50% level. Right. For longevity, because you know, these batteries, they're extremely, you know, the technology inside them and the lithium ion, they don't last forever. You only get sort of, you know, X amount of hours out of them before, you know, they sort of lose their capacity. So, yeah, like all good things, the batteries, there's a little bit of a science behind it, a bit of maintenance. And once you know a few key things about the battery, treat them with respect. They, you know, you'll get a good long life out of them. But they can be dangerous. You know, but back in the day, some of these batteries would explode, and they weren't balancing themselves, and there was a lot of house fires and whatnot. So you know, people got into the drone industry and had their houses or apartments burned down because they didn't keep these batteries stored, or they didn't charge them correctly, or they dropped them, and then that'd be like a ticking time bomb. So, again, we've come a long way in the battery technology and the safety, but people still need to treat those batteries with respect in terms of storing them, that's for sure.
Another thing I found out was that it wanted to update the firmware, and I was in sort of a remote location. So I basically just unpacked the drone and found out I didn't have a whole lot of juice on anything, and I needed a firmware update, so I had to repack it. That's actually something you need to set up and make sure everything is right before you go out the door, isn't it? Your whole drone setup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I just had a brand new DJI Phantom 4 Pro Plus, and it was a friend of mine's actually, and he just got it replaced because he had a little accident with it. And we went to use it on the job, and it was the first time since we got it back, so it was a brand new aircraft. And because he hadn't put in his login details, and the P4 Pro Plus doesn't have, you know, it's not your cell phone, so you just can't connect to the internet. But it was frustrating because we couldn't just go out and fly the drone. We unboxed it, and we had a shoot for, again, another big YouTuber, Logan Paul. We were shooting some aerials for his music video.
Okay.
And we couldn't take off because we hadn't logged in, and you needed a Wi-Fi connection. Luckily enough, there was a house there with Wi-Fi, but yeah, a lot of the drones need a bit of prep before going out and taking them off and logging in. You've got to create an account and set all that stuff up. So, yeah, it's always good to just sort of set it up at home, you know, cross your T's, dot your I's, make sure it's all good, and then go out to the location where you're flying, and you know you're going to be all good to go.
When you're flying professionally, what is the lowest drone that you would consider a professional quality drone?
Don't go any lower than the DJI Phantom 4 Professional, which has a 4K camera. It can shoot up to 4K at 60 frames per second. It's got a Sony sensor inside it, which it's extremely powerful. And for what it is, the size, it's a lot of production companies and a lot of people in film and TV are using it for, you know, those B-roll shots you see all the time of a wide area or, you know, real estate. So that's the lowest we go.
That's the thing. I notice a lot of people that like the Mavic, but when they're going to do professional work, they're going with the 4. So I guess I'll be getting a 4 very, very soon. Does Drone World do any sort of a package with the 4 like they do with the Mavic?
I believe they do. I know they offer the range extenders, but I'm definitely going to be switching out my antennas for their proprietary system. I've just found, again, range isn't huge for me. It's nice to have. It's technically not legal to go beyond line of sight. But, you know, having the modified range, the antenna system that they have, it's a lot more, I found it more reliable in built-up areas where you get a lot of radio frequency and interference. They've made some pretty serious modifications. So, again, that's a big safety aspect for me. I'd like to have a reliable, safe transmitter that I'm getting less interference and helps me execute my shots cleaner and more safely, you know. So yeah.
Well, we will be talking more in the future as time goes on, and if you have the time to come back another time, maybe at SHOT Show or something, maybe Alex and I get together and we do a little collaboration because I'll be in Vegas or something. But if you're hanging out with Logan Paul that much, does he give you any of that Maverick swag when you do stuff for him?
I didn't get any personally. I was just doing my job, and but he was a great guy. These YouTubers are extremely talented and hard workers. So if any of your viewers out there that have a YouTube channel, I highly recommend them to get at it because, yeah, build an audience and a following, and it takes time, but if you stick at it, you know, it's really rewarding that Logan Paul's doing extremely well.
Oh, yeah. I've seen his CPM. I know how much he makes. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for shifting to this hour, sir. Thank you very much. I'll be in touch.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Bill. It's a pleasure to be on.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.